and they start playing with some of her cut glass things on the table. She doesn't want them to break anything. She say to them, "Don't you
touch anything."
Or you might say to a child, "That stove is very hot, so..."
"Don't touch it."
Okay. Just say, "Don't you touch it."
Okay, yeah.
Okay, what's the difference?
More emphasis with "Don't you touch it."
If you wanted a knife and you were, say, out on the front porch and the knives are all back in the kitchen, you might ask, you might send somebody for it and say, "Go
get a knife."
Okay. When you're playing tag, what's the tree that, or some spot, you know, that you can be safe if you're touching?
Base.
Okay. And if you're, say, playing, okay, in football field, the uprights at the end are called the...
goalpost.
Okay, and what do you call the hiding places in outdoor games? Turn that around. Okay, what kind of outdoor games did you play when you were little?
Hide and seek, Cowboys and Indians. Tag.
Okay, tell me how to play hide and seek.
Someone was it, and they stayed at base and hid their eyes and counted to some number. Everyone else ran and hid. And the object was to run back to base without being tagged while it was looking for other people.
Did you have a special name for their people to hide?
No.
Okay. If you throw, say, a ball at somebody, you'd say, "Here."
Catch.
Okay. And you'd say, "I threw the ball," and he...
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
caught anything.
Okay. There's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
For you.
Okay. And, suppose, you were managing a small, okay, we'll say we're using it. You had a report that turned out to be pretty unaligned, and you told him you have to let it go. He might say, "Oh, please give me another
chance."
Okay. If somebody is in a very good mood, you'd say he's in a very good
mood. Disposition.
Okay, but maybe somebody who's not always that jolly. You know, it's unusual for them to feel that good. I wonder what happened to put him in such a good...
Oh, a good humor.
Suppose it's somebody that you're going to have to fire. You say, "I think I'm going to have to get
rid of him."
Okay. Somebody didn't know anything in the world about what was going on, but he tried to give the impression that he did, so you say he...
acted like.
Okay. What's a slang word that you might use if somebody stole something?
Ripped off something.